Merry Christmas. I'm Lee Hay, and welcome to the 10th annual Around Cincinnati Christmas special. Tonight, I thought I'd go back into our archives and share some of our favorites with you, like a reading by Michael Burnham from Dylan Thomas's A Child's Christmas in Wales. There's a scene from Playhouse in the Park's production of A Christmas Carol, plus songs recorded in our corporate studio and from holiday CDs of local musicians. You'll also hear some new selections, including a song from Zach Morgan's new Christmas CD and a song produced by Rick Lysak and Matt Holt just for this special. Let's begin with bluegrass legend Katie Lauer's recitation of A Visit from St. Nicholas on Around Cincinnati.
I'm Katie Lauer, and I'd like to read for you A Visit from St. Nicholas. 'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Ma in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled! His dimples, how merry! His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Hello, this is Carmen de Leon. Hope your holidays are filled with great music, delicious food, and sugar plum fairies.
Hi, I'm Tasha.
And I'm Justin. We're the band Ellery.
And this is Christmas Time is Here. Merry Christmas.
Christmas time is here. Happiness.
Everybody, this is Katie Ryder. Happy holidays and thanks for listening to WVXU. Here's a little taste of Silent Night.
Street. This is Michael Burnham. They asked me to do something about Christmas here, and the thing that always comes first to my mind about Christmas is A Child's Christmas in Wales by Dylan Thomas. We don't have time to do the whole thing, but I love the beginning so much that I want to read you that. And then there's this place where I can just turn the page and leap right toward the end, and I'll do that. Sit back. Hope you like it. One Christmas was so much like another. In those years around the sea town corner now, and out of all sound except the distant speaking of the voices I sometimes hear a moment before sleep, that I can never remember whether it snowed for 6 days and 6 nights when I was 12, or whether it snowed for 12 days and 12 nights when I was 6. All the Christmases roll down toward the two-tongued sea like a cold and headlong moon bundling down the sky that was our street. And they stop at the rim of the ice-edged fish-freezing waves, and I plunge my hands in the snow and bring out whatever I can find. In goes my hand into that wool-white, bell-tongued ball of holidays resting at the rim of the carol-singing sea, and out come my bright new boots squeaking into the white world, on to the seaward hill, to call on Jim and Dan and Jack and to pad through the still streets, leaving huge, deep footprints on the hidden pavements. I bet people will think there's been hippos. What would you do if you saw a hippo coming down our street? I'd go like this, bang. I'd throw him over the railings and roll him down the hill, and then I'd tickle him under the ear and he'd wag his tail. What would you do if you saw two hippos? Iron-flanked and bellowing he hippos clanked and battered through the scudding snow toward us as we passed Mr. Daniel's house. Let's post Mr. Daniel a snowball through his letterbox. Let's write things in the snow. Let's write, Mr. Daniel looks like a spaniel all over his lawn. Or we walked on the white shore. Can the fishes see it snowing? The silent, one-clouded heavens drifted on to the sea. Now we were snow-blind travelers lost on the North Hills, and vast, dew-lapped dogs with flasks round their necks ambled and shambled up to us, baying, Excelsior! We returned home through the poor streets, where only a few children fumbled with bare red fingers in the wheel-rutted snow and catcalled after us, their voices fading away as we trudged uphill into the cries of the dock birds and the hooting of ships out in the whirling bay. And then, at tea, the recovered uncles would be jolly, and the ice cake loomed in the center of the table like a marble grave. Auntie Hannah laced her tea with rum because it was only once a year. Bring out the tall tales now, that we told by the fire as the gaslight bubbled like a diver. Ghosts hooed like owls in the long nights when I dared not look over my shoulder. Animals lurked in the cubbyhole under the stairs where the gas meter ticked. And I remember that we went singing carols once, when there wasn't the shaving of a moon to light the flying streets. At the end of a long road was a drive that led to a large house, and we stumbled up the darkness of that drive that night, each one of us afraid, each one holding a stone in his hand in case, and all of us too brave to say a word. The wind through the trees made noises as of old and unpleasant and maybe web-footed men wheezing in caves. We reached the black bulk of the house. "What shall we give them? Hark the Herald?" "No," said Jack. "Good King Wenceslas. I'll count three." "One, two, three," and we began to sing, our voices high and seemingly distant in the snow-felted darkness round the house that was occupied by nobody we knew. We stood close together, near the dark door. "Good King Wenceslas looked out on the feast of Stephen." And then a small, dry voice, like the voice of someone who has not spoken for a long time, joined our singing. A small, dry, eggshell voice from the other side of the door, a small, dry voice through the keyhole. And when we stopped running, we were outside our house. The front room was lovely. Balloons floated under the hot water bottle gulping gas. Everything was good again and shone over the town. "Perhaps it was a ghost," Jim said. "Perhaps it was trolls," Dan said, who was always reading. "Let's go in and see if there's any jelly left," Jack said. And we did that. Always, on Christmas night, there was music. An uncle played the fiddle. A cousin sang Cherry Ripe, and another uncle sang Drake's Drum. It was very warm in the little house. Auntie Hannah, who had got on to the parsnip wine, sang a song about bleeding hearts and death, and then another in which she said her heart was like a bird's nest, and then everybody laughed again, and then I went to bed. Looking through my bedroom window, out into the moonlight and the unending smoke-colored snow, I could see the lights in the windows of all the other houses on our hill and hear the music rising from them up the long, steadily falling night. I turned the gas down. I got into bed. I said some words to the close and holy darkness. And then I slept.
I'm Greg Schauber, and this next piece is Angels We Have Heard on High, with a little Beethoven stuck in the middle of it. Thank you.
Hello, this is Michael Haney, Associate Artistic Director at Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park and Director of A Christmas Carol, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, my name is Bruce Cromer. I play Scrooge in Cincinnati Playhouse's version of A Christmas Carol.
And I'm Craig Wesley DeVino. I play Scrooge's nephew, Fred.
And the scene that we're going to do for you is a short one, which is sort of the introduction of nephew Fred, who is bouncing and filled with Christmas cheer, as opposed to
Scrooge, who is quite the opposite. Fred's arrived to invite his uncle over to Christmas dinner.
Which
as he does
every year.
As he does every year. And
Scrooge refuses every year, and for good reason.
I don't think so. Hello, hello, God save you, gentlemen.
Oh, so it's you again, eh, nephew?
Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Oh, weren't you here last year at this time?
A man of habit, am I?
It's a silly habit, I might add. What right have you to be merry? You're poor enough.
Oh, come, come then, Uncle. What right have you to be so morose? You're rich enough.
Bah.
Merry Christmas, Bob.
Humbug.
Don't be cross, Uncle.
What else can I be, eh? When I live in such a world of fools. Merry Christmas. What's Christmas to you but a time for paying bills without any money? A time for finding yourself a year older, not an hour richer? If I could work my will, every idiot who goes about with Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled with his own pudding and buried with a stake of holly through its heart.
Uncle!
He should. No more Merry Christmases, if you please. Keep Christmas in your own way, and let me keep it in mine.
Keep it, but you don't keep it.
Well, let me leave it alone, then. Much good may it do you. Much good it has ever done you.
Uncle, there are many things in this world, Christmas being one, from which I have not profited, but from which I have derived good. I have always thought of Christmas time as a good time, a kind, a forgiving, a charitable, a pleasant time. The only time of year when men and women can open up their hearts and embrace each other. Therefore, Uncle, though it has never put a scrap of gold or silver in my pocket, I believe that Christmas has done me good and will do me good, and I say God bless it.
Oh, you're quite a powerful speaker, sir. I wonder you don't go into Parliament.
Don't be angry, Uncle. Come, dine with us tomorrow.
Us?
Yes, me, my wife, a few good friends.
Oh, yes, your wife. Tell me, nephew, why did you marry?
Marry? Why, because I fell in love.
Because I fell in love.
The only thing in this world more ridiculous than a Merry Christmas. Good afternoon.
I want nothing from you. I ask nothing of you. Why cannot we be friends?
Good afternoon.
I am sorry to find you so resolute, Uncle, but I am determined to keep my Christmas humor to the last, and so a Merry Christmas.
Good afternoon.
And to you, Bob.
Good afternoon.
And a Happy New Year.
Good day, sir.
Merry Christmas. My name's Michael Chertok. I'm on the faculty of CCM. I'm the conductor of the Blue Ash Montgomery Symphony. I play keyboard with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. And especially around Christmas time, you'll find me playing the organ at St. Barnabas Episcopal Church. This arrangement you're about to hear of It Came Upon a Midnight Clear was actually inspired by listening to the singing of Maureen McGovern. She has a fantastic and beautiful string-like quality to her voice, and I tried to capture some of that beauty and color in this arrangement.
Thank you. Hi, this is Daniel Martin Moore, and the song is called Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and it's one of my very favorites. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. And from now on, our troubles will be miles away. And here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days. Friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. it's allowed. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Hi, I'm Roberta Schultz of the trio Raison d'Etre. A very happy Christmas to you and yours. You'll be listening to Light of the Stable from our CD Christmas Bells. Merry Christmas.
This is Dave Pappin. Yes, I believe in Santa Claus. I'm over 50 now, and I can honestly say I still believe in Santa. And I hope you will, too, when I tell you why. Several years ago, our church was holding a church bazaar. One of the rooms was the North Pole, a place to visit with Santa and get your picture taken. The North Pole was on the second floor. My father was asked to be Santa's helper. He became ill, and I was asked to take his place. I did, and it changed my life. During a slow period, it was suggested that I walk around and let the kids know about the North Pole. I walked around the entire church and greeted all the kids I met. I was walking back to the room when in the bottom of the steps was a boy, about 6 or 7, in a wheelchair, crying. I stopped to ask him what was wrong. He said, still crying, looking down at the floor, "Santa's upstairs, and I can't get there." He finally looked up to see who was asking. The tears stopped. There was confusion, then hope on his face. I told him, "I think I can help you." As I picked him up, his parents came. We walked up the steps to the North Pole. His arms around my neck, his face in my chest, he started to giggle. I sat both of us down in Santa's chair. I don't remember what we said. I don't remember what he asked for, but I'll never forget the look in his eyes, the joy, the shining, and as I looked deeper, I saw the real North Pole deep in his eyes. This small boy gave me a gift I'll never forget, a chance to see Christmas, Santa, and the North Pole again. A reminder of three bearded men visiting, bearing gifts on that first Christmas, the reason for the season. Now, every year I jump at the chance to be Santa's helper, and I'm never disappointed, because every time I am, at least one child's eyes shows me the North Pole again, and I am blessed all over again. Yes, Virginia, I still believe in Santa Claus, and I thank God that I do. Santa's helper. This is Dave Pappin.
This is Don Aaron, bassist with Cat City. Here's our take on a tune from The Nutcracker. It features Ted Karras on guitar, Misty Boyce playing the keyboard, Dan Dorf on drums, Steve Hoskins on saxophone. This is the Sugar Plum Fairy Blues. Thank you.
I'm Kate Fadick, a poet from Cincinnati. Nativity. She cradles a plump bundle. Antonio, brown-skinned boy, came into the world 7 days after she traveled north with men calling themselves coyotes. Miles away, politicians want prairie dogs dead, while too few ranchers want the colony to flourish for the good of the land, ferrets, foxes, hawks, owls that burrow. Some debate the sanctity of property, others the legality of giving birth, while Antonio gurgles, nestles into his mother's neck, and a black-tailed prairie dog nibbles grass in the winter sun. Wishing you a joyous holiday season, I'm Kate Fadick.
The Faux Frenchman, recorded in Corbett's studio. God rest ye merry gentlemen. The Faux Frenchmen are Brian Lovely, George Cunningham, Don Aaron, and Paul Patterson.
Hi, my name is Karen Brookquist. I'm with the band Over the Rhine. The song One Olive Jingle from our Christmas record, Snow Angels, is one of my favorite recordings, probably due to the fact that at the end of the recording, it sounds like Mickey Grimm, our notorious drummer, is rolling down the side of a large hill with his drum kit. Thanks for listening, and have a wonderful, blessed Christmas.
I'm Stuart Holman.
And I'm Chuck Adair. We wanted to take a simple, sort of an old-style approach to this song, so we used two acoustic guitars to sort of set that mood. It's nice to hear the beauty of an acoustic guitar and not so much amplification all the time. We wanted to give it the feel of just a nice, leisurely stroll through the snow and enjoying all the scenery as it unfolds, and hopefully that's what you'll get out of this.
So we landed on Walking in a Winter Wonderland. Thank you.
You're listening to the 10th annual Around Cincinnati Christmas special. At the beginning of the next hour, you'll hear a wonderful holiday song, On Christmas Day by Lysak and Roe. During the second hour, you'll also hear from the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, a poem by Dr. Herbert Woodward Martin, and a song from the Comet Bluegrass All-Stars. You'll also find a playlist for tonight's special on our website, wvxu.org. This is 91.7 WVXU Cincinnati and 88.5 WMUB Oxford.